Hey, are you feeling okay? You look a little upset. Come here, come here. Come close. Am I okay to put my arm around you? Yeah? Okay. What's up? You don't feel good? Do you need some water? Do you need anything? Oh, you don't feel pretty. Well, that will not do. How could you possibly think that you're not perfect? You are perfect exactly the way you are, okay? I love everything about you. You are just stunning. There is no other word for it. You are stunning. Every single part of you is perfect, okay? I know how hard it is. I have my own struggles with my body, but I'm not gonna say you don't need to because you can't help it. We're made to hate our bodies. But I love yours so much. You are so stunning from head to toe. I know how many women there are on magazines who look perfect, who look smooth and tiny and but those are all edited. Those are all not real. They are digital renderings of humans. You, my love, are a human. You have curves and rolls, and there is nothing wrong with that. You have developed exactly the way that you're supposed to. You cannot hate yourself for your body doing what it's naturally designed to. Of course, you can hate yourself for it. We all can. But you shouldn't. Because you are perfect. 100% of the way you are. Perfect. I love every inch of your body. Every single bit. You are perfect because this is how your body was made to grow. And whether you have some stomach rolls or whether your ass isn't as juicy as you'd like it to be, or you don't have as big boobs, or you have too big boobs. You are made perfectly, exactly as nature intended you to. There is nothing wrong with you. For me, I'm not saying you can't be self-conscious. Everyone is. I don't mean that to devalue you. But I don't think I'm perfect. In fact, I hate many parts of my body. And yet, if you were to see it, you would call me perfect. Because everyone will always find something to hate about themselves. Especially as women, we are taught to hate everything. Every single feature. There is not one part of us that isn't supposed to be perfect. that isn't supposed to be completely smooth and well-proportioned and exactly how whatever style is in at the minute wants us to be. But that does not equal reality. The reality is that you are perfect the way you've been made. I know you may not feel like it. You may have a disability, you may have insecurities, you may have an eating disorder, you may have so many things to feel ashamed of, to feel like your body is working against you, to feel like it's the enemy. And I can't take away that feeling from you. I can't. I wish I could kiss you and make every single part of you be okay with yourself. But I can't. And no one can. And the most confident person in the world will find something to hate about themselves. But I don't. Big or small. Fat or skinny. Able or disabled. Parts of your body working, in quotation marks, or not. You are stunning. You are just gorgeous. You always have been. And you always will be. Whether how you look right now changes or doesn't, you are perfect. You are wonderful. You are beautiful, and I wish you could see it. I know it's not easy. I know it's the hardest thing in the world, to be honest. You can always find something new to hate. You can fix, one part of something you don't like, and immediately find 7 other things to hate. I understand. But you are stunning. You are everything you were made to be. Your body may not match how you feel on the inside. You may feel like a woman, but you may be a woman, but have a quote-unquote male body. But that doesn't make you any less of a woman. You are perfect. You are beautiful. You are everything you are designed to be. If you know who you are in your mind, I see you. I see you for who you are. Forget anything else. Forget your hip dips. Forget your cellulite. Forget stretch marks. You are you. And every part of you is incredible. Every part of you is so unique and beautiful. I'm not saying you shouldn't be insecure, because I don't know if it's possible for a human to not be. I don't know if it's possible for anything to not be a little, but does a sunflower become angry because it's not as red as a rose? Does a rose become angry and hate itself and wilt because it's not as tall as the sunflower? No. They grow exactly as they were made to be. And you are perfect. You are everything you need to be because you are you. Okay? I understand that you may not feel great. Even after listening to me, you may not feel great, and I don't feel great about myself plenty of the time. I've struggled with eating disorders and gender dysphoria and so much for so long. And it is not easy to see yourself as perfect. It may not even be possible to see yourself as perfect. But I see you as perfect. And that will never change. Because you know who you are. You're a beautiful soul. No matter your struggles with your body, with your mind, you do exactly what makes you you. And I'm sorry that you may not be in a place to realize that. Or you may be in a place where, as hard as you try, you just can't fully be yourself. And it hurts. And I'm not devaluing that. All I want you to know is that whether you're a rose or a sunflower, you are as tall, as colourful, as beautiful as you were made to be. And I see you. Okay? Okay. You are beautiful. And no matter what you say, no matter what anyone else says, it won't change my opinion. Because your body is but a vessel for the beautiful mind and spirit and everything that you embody. Okay. Cuddle into me. We can stay here for just a while longer.